A growing body of research shows climate change is bad, not just for the planet, but for our mental health. People who've lived through weather disasters are more prone to depression, suicide, post-traumatic stress. Psychologists see more subtle effects, too. Just thinking about the impact of a shifting climate can make you feel anxious and overwhelmed. Judy Faze of member station KUER reports on a support group in Utah that's helping people cope.
In a split level outside Salt Lake City, 8 people gather for a weekly meeting.
Hi!
Hello.
Hi. Welcome.
This group of strangers started coming together last year. They range from millennials to grandparents.
The floor is open.
Dick Meyer used to be skeptical about climate change. As the group sits in a circle in the living room, he tells why the problem made him emotional.
And I think I came to the conclusion that it was the loss of the future. The future that I had lived knowing was going to be there, all of a sudden is gone. And that is really disorienting.
Meyer winters in Utah, but he tells me he's run a landscaping business in Nebraska for decades. That's where he's seen a few common tree species dying out, something scientists trace to heat and drought.
At some point you come to a conclusion, if you're paying attention, I think, where you just say, whoa, this is serious. And then you suffer for a while, you grieve.
Laura Schmidt was also struggling when the idea for this group first came to her. She was an undergrad then, studying species extinction and melting ice caps. The human impacts of all that made her feel heartsick and powerless. Then Schmidt remembered the 12 steps that self-help groups use for problems like drugs and overdrinking.
I have been an avid participant in an Al-Anon group, Adult Children of Alcoholics, and I realized that that group can be co-opted.
Schmidt wrote her own steps, 9 of them. The first is the standard, admit there's a problem.
It's a lot about understanding your power and what you're capable of, but also your limitations as a single human being on this planet.
Yes, people are anxious. We have climate anxiety all over the place.
Lisa Van Susteren is a Washington, D.C. psychiatrist and climate activist.
Every single day, we are told about what disasters are just around the corner. And this is being processed whether we know it consciously or not.
Van Susteren calls the Utah group's approach brilliant, since it helps people cope with their feelings and makes their community ties stronger. The American Psychological Association suggests both strategies in its new report on climate and mental health.
Does this help to talk about it with people? It totally has.
In Utah, Ellie Harbertson says she comes to these meetings to mourn the past and reimagine her kids' future.
We don't do chit-chat. We go right to, like, what's on your heart? And I cry, like, every week, which is no big thing for me. I'm a huge crier. But still, like, feeling like I can do that with almost complete strangers is amazing.
People in other states who've heard about this program are asking if they can use it, too. So the Utah group is planning to share it. For NPR News, I'm Judy Faze in Salt Lake City.